Stoxer on the Stu Peters Network. Frankie Stocks coming to you live from here in Washington, D.C. Frankie Stocks here reporting for the Stu Peters Network in Washington, D.C., where we are undercover doing a little bit of reconnaissance.
This is what the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society wants to take away from you.
Welcome to the Base Report from Frankie Stocks here.
Frankie Stocks has been paying close attention to all of this for us. He joins us now to share more.
Your top three stories in 3 minutes from your Base reporter, Frankie Stocks. This is the Base Report.
It may not be included in Frankie's reporting because this is breaking right now. But I need to bring this to you. You'll find this over at CNN. Apparently, some Jew somewhere or a group of Jews performed a study. It's now been published at CNN, analyzing the top anti-Semitic influencers on all of the internet. And part of this reads, quote, in total, the top 10 influencers amassed 1,344,908 likes across 675 posts. Examples of anti-Semitic posts from identified influencers can be found at the end of this report, which is, it's basically like a hall of fame for the best posts ever. The table lists the top 10 anti-Semitism influencers alongside their attributes, the biggest on X, if they're verified or not, if they have subscription status, and whether or not they have ads. So let's go ahead and pull out the results. You'll find these at CNN. There it is. And there it is, your boy right at the top, Real Stu Peters. The data is in. It's indisputable. There it is. Yours truly, officially the most influential JQ account on all of the planet. On all of the planet, in the entire world, the number one anti-Semitic influencer on the internet is yours truly. And it's been a lot of heavy lifting, and there's been certain sacrifices that have come along with that. But, you know, it's really nice to be notated in history. It's really nice. And I do have an asterisk there next to verified, and that it says at the bottom, the account Real Stu Peters lost his verification and subscriptions. Yeah, you're damn right I did. Who are some of the others that were on that? Put that back up there. Who are some of the others there? There's Dan Bilzerian. Let's go Brando 45. There's my boy Jake Shields. Look at that. Great company. There are still few good men left among us, and they are there on that list. Frankie, you're going to have to step your game up.
Yeah, I know, man, but congratulations. Really, that is the Hall of Fame right there. I hope to follow in your footsteps someday. I really do. Follow your example here and get on CNN in the Hall of Anti-Semitic Fame. That's a feather in the cap right there, for real.
So I figured that you probably, as breaking as this is, probably didn't have access to this breaking study performed by a group of Jews and published over on CNN. So I thought that I would break that news. Didn't mean to steal your thunder, but the Base Report starts right now.
All right, Stu. Well, speaking of Jews, that's where we're going to start things off tonight, because a former high-level Trump advisor, he was actually Trump's campaign manager at various times, Brad Parscale, he has signed a $6 million contract with the state of Israel to register as a foreign agent and to produce PSYOP content for Zoomers on social media to get Trump-supporting, conservative-leaning, right-leaning members of Generation Z back into the tank for Israel. This is, again, you can't even make this stuff up. This is a $6 million contract that this guy has signed to promote Israeli propaganda in the United States. And now Brad Parscale, it's really interesting that this is who they went with in order to run this whole PSYOP, because this guy a few years ago, actually in 2020, he was the subject of red flag raids at his own house. He was involuntarily committed to a mental institution. This was by his wife who filed this report. They red flag confiscated around 10 of his firearms. And now this guy is going to work for the very same people enforcing the very same PSYOP propaganda that they're going to use to usher in Project Esther, which is going to lead to red flag gun raids against people like us, red flag psychological criminal raids against people like us, where they're going to be carting away American patriots who are questioning Israel, who are questioning these Jews. And this Parscale character, this guy who's been a victim of one of these raids himself, he is spearheading this whole effort on the internet to combat anti-Semitism by corralling Zoomers into a certain lane of the internet and getting them all there to be brainwashed into loving and supporting Israel. And those who aren't corralled into that spot, they're the ones who are going to be targeted. But again, this is who the Trump administration hangs out with. This is who the Trump campaign hangs out with and was at different times was directly run by, was Brad Parscale, the guy who's now registered as a foreign Israeli agent, a foreign Israeli PSYOP agent. Now, speaking of foreign Israeli agents, Everyone remembers in Nevada the case of Tom Alexandrovich. This is the high level, another Jewish psychological internet criminal. Tom Alexandrovich, a high ranking member of Israel's psychological cyber warfare divisions. And he was arrested in Nevada trying to rape a special needs American child. He was then let go, allowed to escape back to Israel. And sitting atop the U.S. Attorney's office there in Nevada was none other than another Israeli Jew. Literally, this woman was born in Israel, Sigal Chatah. They also call her Seagull Chatah. She has all these different pronunciations of her name. It's not American, so I'm not worried about pronouncing it. But this was the woman in the U.S. Attorney's office in Nevada, appointed by Trump, who allowed this guy to escape. And then she released a statement afterwards saying, oh yeah, you know, big deal. We don't really care. We let the local authorities take care of this one. The federal government, the U.S. Attorney's Office, they obviously facilitated this escape back to Israel and letting this guy out of jail. And now Sigal Chatah, whatever the hell her name is, Seagull, she has been kicked off of her position by a federal judge who, by, I just want to throw out there, has a very Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Celtic sounding name. His last name is Campbell. So it's nice to see someone who, at least, I don't know anything about the guy, but he at least sounds like a white heritage American kicking this subversive Jew out of the position that she was put in by Donald Trump and the position that she used to protect an Israeli pedophile who was able to escape back to Israel and escape accountability and attempting to rape a mentally handicapped American kid. So these people are all over our government at all levels in all kinds of positions. And it's nice to see one of them finally get pushed out of there. Now, this is a bit of a different story that I have for number three here, but this is absolutely wild. So today in New York City, when we talk about places that are controlled by Israel and that are funding Israel, I mean, New York is the king of that. That is Israel's outpost in local governments of America. You can see it in their mayoral race right now, where they have a brown humiliation ritual on one side and a Zionist shill, Andrew Cuomo, on the other side. They're showing you either way you get it, you get us. But regardless, in New York City, this place that they give so much money to Israel, so much attention to Israel, public housing collapsed today. Literally, building fell down. A huge part of a public housing building fell over. Fortunately, no one was killed. But government-owned buildings in the United States, government-owned roads, bridges, everything in the United States, they're complete and total filth. They're decrepit. Our country is falling apart while we facilitate the lavish lifestyles of pedophiles like this Alexandrovich character in Israel. And regardless of who's living in it, this is government property. This is humiliating for the United States to have government housing falling over while we're paying to prop up countries that hate us like Israel. And they're filling up these properties, these government properties now, of course, with the invasion force that they're bringing in, because it's making it even worse. People thought that the blacks didn't take care of government housing. Wait until you get a bunch of illegals in there. Wait until you get a bunch of third world migrants who've been flown into this country from fresh off of cannibalizing their cousin in Haiti somewhere, and you fill up the public housing with them, you'll get more of what you had today. Back to you, Stu.
And mostly the people that are cheering this on, they're Christians. Yes, yes, bring that all in. We will take these people in. These are God's chosen people that are doing this. This is what is really sick. Do you remember Bishop Richard Williamson?
Yes, the viral video clip king.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have a J-Proof ad for him. This was like the JQ super-based Bishop Richard Williamson. He passed away, I think, either earlier this year or possibly last year. When did he pass away? Was it this year?
I think so. 2025. Yeah.
Very recently.
Not January, then very late 2024, I believe. But I think
his protege, the guy that mentored directly underneath Bishop Richard Williamson, was Bishop Joseph Pfeiffer. And that bishop is in the green room right now. We're going to talk to him about all of this. So the way that Christians will cheer this on in this Judeo-Christianity, because we talk a lot very frequently on this program about the occupied state of our country and of our nation and of our government, but we don't talk often enough. We don't have the discussion about the occupation of our church. And I've got this freaked out, crazed out, psychopath, Judeo-Christian demon, Mike Montgomery, that follows me around. He's a pastor. He calls himself a pastor. He follows me around all over the place. Some of you have heard this. I actually published a video of him berating me at a gas station one time because of my stance on Israel. He shows up at my house and berates me in front of my young children. He's been doing this for years now. And just yesterday, trying to spend some quality time in the bakery with my daughter, get her a treat. She wanted a donut. It was like some Halloween thing that, you know, whatever. She's seven. I don't care. We'll get into the demonic stuff later and all the, I know you're going to jump down my throat about Halloween. Just save it. The story goes that I'm in the bakery with my daughter. I'm having a coffee. She's having a donut. And here comes this pastor berating me super loud in front of like the whole bakery. We're sitting down at a table, just shouting me down in front of my little daughter. You know, I mean, he doesn't want to catch me alone. He doesn't want to catch me away from my kids. And I'm actually concerned and have to do a lot of praying about what I might do if he does that in front of my kids again, because I've had enough. But we're going to ask this Bishop Joseph Pfeiffer exactly what it is that has people like Greg Locke and Mike Montgomery doing what it is that they're doing. But let us not take this moment out of context. We have to keep it all in focus here. We need to celebrate because this is absolutely unbelievable. The number one anti-Semite on all of the internet, yours truly at Real Stu Peters. If you're not following me on X, make sure that you do. We'll be back with Bishop Pfeiffer right after this. Stick around.
Stress, anxiety, feeling out of alignment? You don't have to live this way. At Ezra Healing, we guide you back into balance with our new health paradigm. Personalized options and soul-centered practices. It's not about quick fixes. It's about true transformation.
Our philosophy is do no harm, model of care. And we are really focusing on people with vaccine injuries. Our mission is to help people understand what cancers are and bring solutions and relieve pain and suffering.
No waiting rooms. No gaslighting.
The ivermectin is a moment in time in your life to get rid of parasites. And if you're struggling with cancer, we get rid of cancer. If we have a vaccine injury, we're going to alleviate that. But the goal is to, you know, eliminate, you know, anything, you know, foreign in your body. So we use these supplements, these medications for a point in time in our life, eliminating anything that lowers your vibe.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
you go over to jproof.ai right now, you can get all of the information on everything J-Proof. Matt Wallace on X just last night started tweeting about this because now it is news. It's news that everybody has remained completely quiet about a remedy and a solution for our movement and for our mission and for our army. And that all of the naysayers and everybody saying that Stu Peters is a scammer, Stu Peters is a rug puller. No, I will never Jew my people. Which is exactly why, after a surge to $200 million market cap value, J-Proof found its legitimate and authentic floor amongst its real holders, real warriors, a real army of based as hell, based warriors. $45 million floor. Yeah, we'll take it. Go to jproof.ai or don'tbeajew.com for more information on everything J-Proof.